You. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will also come with you." So they went out and got into the boat. That night, they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore. The disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, were not able to pull it in, because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord. He tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat. They were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with fish. They climbed out on shore. They saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. They had finished breakfast. Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands. Someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. When he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Monsignor Clem sent me a text early this morning that his brother-in-law has finally died. And I told Monsignor that we would pray for him and his family. So let's just pause right now, offer a prayer for Monsignor Clem's family, that God may comfort them during this difficult time, and his brother-in-law may have the reward of eternal life in heaven. Amen. So many of you have been asking me, when is Monsignor Clem coming back? He's retired. He could do whatever he wants. He could call me and say, "You know what? I'm going to go on a year-long cruise, and I'm going to say, I'm going to join you, Monsignor, okay? He should be back in a couple of weeks. That's what he says. So he sends his love and his prayers to all of you, okay? So that he's continued to pray for you each and every day. You know, these last 2 days have been two of my favorite days here at Holy Family. On Friday night, we had Bishop Brian Nunes here for a confirmation. And our teens got confirmed along with several adults. And I have to admit, I think it was my favorite confirmation mass that I'd ever been to. Bishop Brian was phenomenal. He made a really strong connection with their young people. And as their pastor, to watch these teens and adults get confirmed, my heart was soaring. I was so proud of them. And yesterday was also an incredible day as we celebrated two First Holy Communion Masses here at Holy Family. First Communion is such a beautiful day to see the excitement on the kids' faces and to see them all dressed up and to see how proud their parents are. And as a pastor or priest, I try to really connect with the kids and to make the homily relevant to them. So I asked the kids this question: where is your favorite restaurant? So these are the answers that I got: sushi, Chipotle, Popeyes, La Fiesta Grande, but the number one answer, McDonald's. Typical kids, right? But I have to say, my favorite answer of all was at our 10 a.m. Mass. And one of the boys was sitting over here, and he had his hands up, and I called on him. He said, my favorite place to eat is when my mom cooks for me. And I thought, this kid is smooth. He's got the gift. Watch out when he's a teenager, right? But all joking aside, I was so proud that he said that, right? And after Mass, I got to talk to him a little bit. I said, did you really mean that? And he goes, absolutely, Father. He goes, I love my mom's food. That was such a beautiful thing for him to know that, to know how loved he was and is by his mom. Because don't we all want to feel loved, correct? We all want to feel loved, whether it's through a family member, somebody that you're in love with, your spouse. And that's what Jesus wants for all of us today, to know how loved we are by him. So let me ask you this question. How many times did Peter deny Jesus? How many?
Three.
And in the gospel today, Jesus asked Peter, how many times do you love me?
Three.
So what's the significance of that? Jesus is redeeming Peter. He's telling him, I'm going to make this better for you. Can you imagine how horrible Peter must have felt? Peter, who said he would never deny Jesus, but yet he did. And how often in our own lives do we feel guilty about something that we've done? We wish we could go back in time to change things, to make things better. So you know what? Jesus is going to make it better for each and every one of you today. He's not only telling Peter, he's telling all of you, guess what? I still love you anyways. When you've made mistakes, he still loves you. And that is never going to change. I love Peter because Peter's mouth always gets him into trouble. Reminds me of me a little bit, okay? Because he just blurts things out. He says things. And Jesus is saying, I'm going to make this right for you. And that's what he's telling you today. He still loves you. Now, my guess is Peter, not my guess, you see it in the gospel. Peter was getting a little annoyed by Jesus, right? How many times are you going to ask me this question? So what is the significance of that? Jesus is asking, are you with me or not? Are you really going to follow me? Or are you going to just say you're Catholic and do nothing and be lukewarm? The decision to follow Jesus every day is something that we have to do. So parents, when you are overwhelmed and stressed, and your kids tell you at 7 o'clock at night, oh, Mom, I have a project due tomorrow, and you have to run to the store, and you still love them anyway, that's a decision to follow Jesus, to forgive your spouse when they're driving you crazy. That's a decision to follow Jesus. And every single day, our Lord is asking us, do you love me? And if we say yes, that means we have to say yes to following him every day. And finally, Jesus tells us, feed my sheep. So who are you being asked to feed? And in a very special way, Jesus is asking us to love and to accompany those who are outcasts. One of the greatest teachings of the Catholic Church is our teaching on life. From conception to natural death, every single one of you, your life has meaning and value. And our Lord is asking us to look around, to open our eyes, to see who's been mistreated, to see who doesn't quite fit in, and to love people, and to love them till it even hurts. So, my dear friends, we are called to go out into the world and to feed God's people. The only one who should be here all the time, you're looking at him, okay? Your job, you get fed by the Eucharist, and you go out into the world, and you bring that love of Jesus to one another. That's what we're called to do as his disciples, to bring the good news of Jesus to each other. So if you remember one thing about today's homily, is I want you to know how loved you are. Because until we realize how loved we are by God, we cannot bring that love to each other. Amen?
Amen.
My voice is starting to go out, so I'm going to stop there. That's my gift to you today, okay? So our Lord is asking us to feed his people. How does that speak to you today? In other words, who are you going to help? Let's pray on that right now.